Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Winter's Eve is a wee bit away, but Anne Roos has a tune to get you in the holiday mood on the Celtic Christmas Podcast. And what are your top five Christmas traditions? Subscribe at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast. I am Mark Gunn. I am a musician and podcaster, and we are promoting Celtic culture through Christmas cheer. If you want to get your music on the podcast, email me, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. We're going to kick it off. Punching through the walls of tradition, the McDade's Celtic-rooted music fuses the spontaneity of jazz, improvisation, and infectious global rhythms. The Juno Award winners' cutting-edge sound is the perfect complement to their fiery performances. And Terry McDade released an album with his band, the McDade's. This is a track called The First Noel from his album, Winter Rose. Award-winning music of Jennifer Lico is influenced by stories, melodies, and instruments from the Carolinas and the ancient Scots who settled the Cape Fear region. As a vocalist, her message through song is delivered through both traditional Celtic music and original compositions that help deliver the story of who we are today because of our deep-rooted Celtic heritage. She has several Celtic Christmas concerts scheduled in December in North Carolina and South Carolina. In addition to her Christmas album, she also has a Christmas bundle you should check out. And she's been a part of the podcast, the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, for like since 2008, long time with the show. So here's Jennifer Lico with The Holly and the Ivy from The Lights of Christmas.
Oh, the holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the mariogans, we singing in the choir. Oh, the holly bears a berry as red as any blood, and Mary pours sweet Jesus to do poor sinners good. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the mariogans, we singing in the choir. A prickle as sharp as any thorn, and Mary bore sweet Jesus Christ for Christmas Day in the morn. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the mariogans, we sing it in the choir. A bark as bitter as any gall, and Mary bore sweet Jesus for to redeem us all. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the mariogans, we sing it in the choir. Oh, the holly and the ivy, when they are both full grown, of all the trees that are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the mariogans, we singing in the choir. Oh, the rising of the sun and the running of the deer, the playing of the mariogans, we singing in the choir, we singing in the choir.
Thank you, Christmas patrons. The Celtic Christmas Podcast is brought to you by the kindness of Celtic Christmas fans on Patreon. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. Thanks to our Christmas song hingers, Joe Hale, Hank Woodward, Robert Kane, Trevor Tuscher, and Jan and Jim Sinkush. And a big thanks to our Christmas producer, that would be Carol Burrill. Join others to spread Christmas cheer for as little as $1 per episode on Patreon. You'll find a link in the show notes. Now, a fan of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast recommended I reach out to the Chivalrous Crickets. They explore the roots, branches, and crossroads of Celtic, English, and American folk music with equal attention to engaging performances and academic rigor. They bring to the stage boldly reimagined arrangements of standards and original songs with traditional influence. Their first full-length album was a Christmas album released last year. It was called A Chivalrous Cricketmas. This is Rise Up Shepherd and Bright Morning Stars from the Chivalrous Crickets.
Shepherd and follow, follow, rise up, shepherd and follow, follow, star of Bethlehem,
rise up, shepherd and follow.
Rise up, shepherd and follow.
follow, 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 follow.
Leave your sheep and leave your lambs, rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your ears and leave your hands, rise up. Rise up, shepherd, and follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow, follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Follow, follow, rise up, shepherd, and follow, follow, star of Bethlehem, rise up, shepherd, and rise up and follow.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars. Down in the valley praying, we are down in the valley praying, we are down in the valley praying.
We are gone to heaven shouting. We are gone to heaven shouting. We are gone to
five Christmas traditions. We all have our own top five Christmas tradition or Christmas traditions, period. And I'm going to share with you right now my number five, nuts. I've always loved nuts and nutcrackers and cracking the nuts and just taking my time eating, and they just make me so happy. Number four, kids opening presents. Oh my gosh, the best thing ever. It probably should be like number one, but nevertheless, kids opening presents. Early on, both my daughters, Kinsey, I know in particular, when she was really young and she would open a present, it didn't matter what it was. You could give her a sock and she'd be like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. You know, give her a pine cone. It was a beautiful thing. So number three, lamb dinner. I don't know what you do for the holidays, but lamb has become our holiday tradition and I love lamb. So makes me super happy. Number two, decorating the Christmas tree. I don't do as much with it. It's mostly the kids, but it's wonderful watching the kids, get into that tradition. And it's just fascinating as you get older and you see how the generations and, you know, having kids do that. Just a magical thing. And my number one top five Christmas tradition is listening to Christmas music. And of course, that's why we have this podcast going right now. And we're going to continue on with some more Christmas music. Next up is Canadian-born musician Susan Toman. She's a Celtic harpist, harpsichordist, and pianist who has gained widespread recognition as a performer, teacher, and recording artist. She performs as a soloist and in ensembles for concerts, weddings, and special events. Susan teaches music in her home studio in Ontario and is also available for online lessons. She has a Christmas concert scheduled for December 10th in Ottawa, Canada. This is Silent Night from her album, Angels on High. Spoil the Dance hail from Northeast Derbies. They play traditional and contemporary songs and tunes of a mostly Scots-Irish nature. Their Bandcamp page says all profits from gigs and albums sales are donated to local charities, and they have a brand new single that they sent to me end of October, I guess it was. Noël Nouvellet, Sing We Now of Christmas. This is Spoil the Dance.
To
I listen to quite a bit of Christmas music. It is not all Celtic. And so the playlist that I'm going to recommend that you check out on Spotify is one that we've been using for my family for many years. It's the Fun Christmas Songs for Kids and Families. It does have a lot of the traditional, most popular Christmas songs, but it also has a mix of Celtic Christmas songs because, you know, I throw this in, including some of my music. And if you're not familiar with me, I'm a rhythm and folk songwriter who fuses Irish and Scottish folk songs with pop culture. I play the auto harp, and I breathe rock and roll into this folk instrument and add a bellowing taste of rhythm and blues. The track that I'm going to share with you is the first track from my Fun Christmas Songs for Kids and Families playlist. It is Frosty the Irish Snowman from my album Celtic Christmas Greetings. I do like the upbeat Christmas music, so a lot of the music that you're going to find in that playlist is more upbeat, like this track. So here's Frosty the Irish Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly cracking soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty Snowman belongs to the fae, they say. He was made of snow, but the wee ones know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old tweed hat they found, but when they placed it on his head, he danced a jig all around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was out that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with the shillelagh in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down old Galway town right to the traffic. No.
Pale Clover, also known as Sue Borowski, is a Celtic singer, songwriter, and recording artist from the historic steel town of Homestead, Pennsylvania. She has been in the Celtic scene for almost a decade and has been playing music in some very interesting venues. She is a multi-instrumentalist and continues to study Irish and Scottish fiddling. This is Steel Clover playing Winter Wonder Day from her album Season of Love. We made it to our holiday feature. Harpist Ann Roos is a Grammy award-winning harper. David Blonsky is a new age flautist of old world and folk melodies. Together, you can relish the playful dancing between Ann's Celtic harp and David's silver flute for traditional tunes that echo the spirit of the fall, winter, and holidays. Their brand new Christmas album is called A Winter's Dance. Joyfully enter another place and time, dance with the snowflakes, and immerse yourself in these delightful instrumentals. So Ann Roos has been part of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast since like 2008, and she's a brilliant harper, but she's going to tell you more about their tune, Winter's Eve Air, right now.
I'm Celtic harpist Ann Roos. Imagine the holiday season. Picture in your mind's eye snowflakes lightly falling as you approach a sweet little cabin in the woods. You see smoke wisping out of the chimney as you approach, and the only thing that breaks the silence is the sound of your footsteps crunching in the snow. Open the door and you instantly feel at home. The fragrance of holiday dinner greets you, and then there you are, seated at the long dinner table among all of your loved ones. Everyone's there, everyone you love. They are all smiling and laughing and joking at ease with you with hugs and good cheer. Isn't this what you've always wanted for the holidays? No matter how you celebrate them, you want them free of the family arguments and the food that is overcooked or raw and the cat or dog toppling over the Christmas tree, going shopping till you're broke and searching for lost luggage at the airport, agreeing to do things you really didn't want to do in the first place, and all the stresses that make you think you'd rather be a hermit than celebrate the season. Winter's Eve Air, traditionally known as Christmas Eve Air, is one of the heartfelt tunes on my newest album, A Winter's Dance. Me and David Blonsky, who plays the flute on the album, decided to rename this Irish tune because it isn't just about Christmas. It's about wanting to come in from the cold winter and getting enveloped in thoughts and feelings of love and good cheer. I've always thought that the holiday season is riddled with all kinds of landmines instead of peacefulness. We could use a tune like this to take a trip back to those feelings of home by the fireplace, surrounded by loved ones. So, sit back, close your eyes, and take a trip to the place that warms your heart as you listen to Winter's Eve Air here on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Thank you.
find out more about Anne Roos on our website at harpistannroos.com. Again, there's a link in the show notes. What's your favorite Celtic Christmas song? Patrons of the Celtic Christmas podcast can cast your vote for your favorite track in each episode. So in a moment, I'm going to tell you which tune won last time. But before I do, please add all of your favorite songs that you found in this show to your holiday playlist, or even better, support the artists by buying their music or joining their mailing list. It's time to announce the most popular Celtic Christmas track from show number 64, and the winner was Wee Banjo 3, Joy to the World, from their album A Winter Wonderful. Galway-based Wee Banjo 3 has one foot in Irish music and one foot in Americana, seamlessly combining the virtuosity and precision in each genre's traditional disciplines with the artful songcraft and infectious live performances of today's musical landscape. We're going to play them in just a moment, but you have just 2 weeks to vote for your favorite track. So become a patron and cast your vote. While you're there, let me know if there's a Celtic Christmas song or tune that I should add to the next episode of the show. Here is Wee Banjo 3 with Joy to the World. Celtic Christmas Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a Christmas patron for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through Christmas music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. Nala Kanadiv.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.